Okay, we have 45 minutes. Okay, hi, my name is Jada, and I'm 18 years old.
Hi, my name is Wayne Clark, and I am 58 years old.
I did not know that. Wow. Okay, so it says begin with all participants. Okay, got it. I didn't even read that. There's something we have to say. Okay. My name is Jada Clark. I am 18 years old. Today is April 4th, 2020, and I'm speaking with
Wayne Clark,
who is my dad. We are recording this interview in West Palm Beach, Florida. Okay, first question. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is my trip to Europe. It is certainly one of my first cruises, a transatlantic trip to Europe, where we went to... We disembarked.
Can you clarify who we is?
Okay. My beautiful wife,
okay, man. Yes.
Tika Clark, and myself were the ones who took this trip.
So what you're saying is I wasn't invited, but that's okay. That's okay.
That's not what I am saying. I am saying that this was a trip that we took.
Okay. What is your favorite memory of me?
My favorite memory of you, if I start from when you were a young child, is that somehow, even as a young child, you were quite an independent child. You learned to walk at an earlier age than your brother, and you always seem to want to do things independently, and that resonates with me.
But like, what's your happiest memory, like one individual memory?
One individual memory, again, it goes back to probably when you were taking your first step, and just watching how quickly you did it, and it almost seemed like physical things were not difficult for you to achieve.
Awesome. Do you have any regrets?
Do I have any regrets? It's an interesting question on regret, because for some reason I have the tendency not to review things that didn't go right. So even when a person might, like you, ask the question, do I have any regrets? I would have to sit here and contemplate, and it would take too long to remember regrets.
It's funny because I'm like that too, you know? If something doesn't go like the way I wanted to, I just kind of like move again, you know, move past it. Like it wasn't even like a big deal, but yeah, interesting. Okay, this one. When was the last time you cried and why? I don't think I've ever seen you cry before. I don't think I've ever seen you cry.
That is an interesting question, because the last time I cried was when I was probably 17 years old, and when I got a spanking from my dad. I have never cried. And I've never, probably, and I don't know, sometime I probably think that, I don't know, I've never had occasions to even think of crying.
It's so weird because, like, I don't cry often, like probably like once a year when I'm just like really mad, but like I won't let anybody know I've cried, you know? I just we have that same mindset of that. It's kind of awkward. It's, you know, like, what do you do in that situation? Like, you could comfort others who cry, but like for us to like be the ones who cry, like, it just, I would feel very uncomfortable. Awesome. Okay. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Yes, there is definitely something I would want to say to you. I want you to be an independent woman. And as a young lady, I will say this to you. I've said it to myself, but I've never said it to you. I am somehow not concerned that you will be able to take care of yourself. I just have the feeling that you are the type of person who won't be taken advantage of. And I want you to have the value of life and to realize that life accumulates. It's either you accumulate the value that you're going to be happy for, or you accumulate regrets that you're going to be sorry for. So I want you to make the discipline that's needed to obtain the value in life.
Wow. I think that's for everyone. Okay. Is there anything you've never told me but want to tell me now?
Well, the one thing I would like to tell you, I don't know if there's anything I have not told you that I would want to tell you now. It is that the main thing is that I would like to have you cherish or come to recognize the sovereign Lord Jehovah and want to worship him. If you were to tell me either in writing or to call me and says, well, I've made my dedication, Dad, and I am serving Jehovah, it will be the greatest day of my life.
I kind of have like a question with that question. Do you want me to stay in Florida and not go to Washington? Because like, I know you said like, okay, Jada, you know, but like, you've like never said, like, you've never openly expressed, like, do you want me to like go? Like, are you like okay with that?
I am actually okay with that, and I'll tell you why. Of course, it's amazing that you phrase the questioning around that topic the way you did, because I will tell you that in my mind I review it. Of course, as a dad, you know, you think about your daughter and you say, when you get there, will she be okay? Will she make the right decision? If she's going out, will she be careful? Those thoughts came to my mind. But then I have seen you in action. I have seen how attentive you are to things and how observant you are. And when the idea or the thought comes up that possibly, are you going to make the right decision for your safety? I review how you act in the sense that you pay attention to things. You pay attention to detail, as they say. And it kind of resonate in my mind that you're going to be okay. And then I want you to get the opportunity of living somewhere else, because, you know, I came to this country as an immigrant, and from I migrated. I've only stayed in Florida, and this is a big country, so I would not want to take that away from you for you to have the opportunity of going to Washington.
I feel like our experience is kind of similar though, you know, Jamaica to America by yourself. Like, you move from one island, one small island, to a massive country. Even if you stayed in Florida, you really didn't know anybody. You know what I mean? Like that, I want to go there so where I have never seen anyone I've ever seen before. Nobody knows me. I just want that experience. I think when I hear about people who like immigrants who move from like their country to this country, like, how do you do that? Like, how do you go to a place where you know absolutely nobody? You know, it's kind of the same, but it's not really the same, because like, even though I'm in a whole different state, it's far enough to where it's far, but you could still fly over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Next question. Are there things about me that you've always wanted to know but have never asked?
Well, in asking that question, I am kind of thinking through it while you ask the question. And no, I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, yes. Ask me. You've, like, we've talked, you know? We've always talked. We've always been like, hi, Dad. Like, how was your day? How was your day at work, you know? Like that. But, like, I don't think you've ever asked me, you know, like, the questions I'm asking you right now, you know? I don't think we've ever asked each other those kinds of questions. It's always been like, how's work, Dad? And that's like a good like question starter, but there have never been like any deep questions like, Jada, you know, what's your biggest regret in life, or what's your, you think is your biggest accomplishment? Like, what's a question you've always wanted to ask, what's a question you've always wanted to ask but have never asked?
Well, the reason why I said that it's not really, I can't think of one immediately, is because we had a little talk, say, a week and a half ago, and you sat and you kind of explored your thinking, some deep thoughts that you mentioned to me. And one of the things you mentioned was, Dad, you don't have to worry about boys with me because I am focused on my... On my studies.
And money,
as yes, you said.
Money.
You know? So but when you made mention of that, it kind of... It rested my uneasiness in that sense. So
okay, fair enough. Turn the tables. Tell the person you're interviewing what they've meant to you. Oh, that's for me. Mm. Okay, what you've meant to me. Tell the person you're interviewing what they've meant to you. Okay. What they've meant, so what you've meant to me. I feel like who I am, like, such a big part of that is you. I see you. I see, like, I see you go to Publix and you talk to the cashier by their name, Joe. How you doing, Joe? How's your day, Joe? I remember one time we were at Publix by the Home Depot, and it was a young man, and you asked him, and he was like, oh, it's my first week, or it was my first day. You're like, really? I was like, oh, I'm sorry for him. You know, I was like laughing at it. I was like embarrassed. I wasn't really embarrassed, but you know how you get embarrassed with your parents doing embarrassing stuff. But like, looking back on that now, I go to like, if I have like something about for DECA, I go to different classrooms and I ask my teacher for the list of everybody's names. So when I go to them, hi, Cassandra, you know, and they're like, whoa, like, you don't know me. But like, I feel like that whole me being like wanting to know being so invested into people and like people's mannerisms, like how they act, things like that. That is definitely you. You and me are the same. I'm the girl version of you. That is 100% accurate. You and me are the same. And I think that's why our relationship is the way it is. You know what I mean? I feel like I definitely can go to you if I'm having problems. I mean, I don't have problems, you know what I mean? But if I was, I definitely, when I go to college, I definitely will like, Dad, hi, Dad. You know, if one day I'm feeling like shy and I like don't want to go out there and make friends, like, Dad, what do you do to make friends again? Like, I forgot how to like say, you just go and say hello to them. I was like, okay, you know? So that's definitely who I am as like an extroverted person. That really is you. And I feel like a lot of young people out there, you could ask them, like, does your family like know who you are? And like their family, they'll be like, no, they don't. And it's like a sad reality. But like, if someone was to ask me, does your family know you? I'd say no, but my dad does. My dad knows who I am. Yeah.
Yeah, if I could make a comment on your point there, I certainly would want to. It is pleasing to me to reflect on your comments regarding our relationship and regarding what you say you are and what you see in me, because I have always heard the statement, be who you would want your child or your children to be. And when you say, well, this is, you know, I am like you, it makes me feel very good, because I know personally that I take, you know, the job I do is that I interact with people and I have to talk to them. And I try to take a personal interest in people. And I see that in you. It is certainly an amazing quality that you have.
I have one other thing. Okay. I don't think I've ever told anybody this, but like, you know the people in my life that make me feel really stupid, you know? And there, you know, there's Mom and Gigi and Nita who are like, no, Jay, you're like smart at like math. You know, it's always numbers, or like you're good at like subjects and stuff. But like, I know, like I'm pretty average when it comes to like school, you know, like I get, you know, A's and B's, the occasional C, but like I'm pretty average, you know, but like I feel like I'm so knowledgeable when it comes to like life, you know, like I feel like that's something I'm really good at, you know. I know, like, I could see by someone's walk, I told you that, what kind of person they are, and it's something I'm proud of, you know. And with that, I'm one of those, like, I love myself, like, you know, I love me, you know, I have mirrors, you know, of me to look at me, and I love me, and I know so much about myself that when you tell me stuff like, wow, Jay, I really see you just look at people, and I see you're so intentive and stuff like that, it makes me see that, okay, it's not in my head, like, I know I'm good at that, you know, you always, like, you make me know that the things I take that I'm proud of for myself, you are someone, like Tansy, my best friend is Tansy. She knows I'm an extrovert, you know, she knows I'm a kind person. Everyone, oh, Jada's so kind, you know, Jada's one of those people you can go to when you're having a hard time, you know, Jada's this, Jada's that, but I don't think people recognize like how much I invest my time into seeing who others are, but you do, and you always like, you always comment on that, and I don't think you understand that, like, that's something I'm proud of, like, I could say that I'm good at that, and not a lot of, no one realizes that but you, so that's something that really means a lot to me. Oh, I thought it said paused.
Oh, that's certainly good to hear, and I am glad that my comments make you feel cherished and loved and noticed. And so it is something that I'm glad that I made those comments, because it's certainly one thing that I would want to make sure that my comments continue to upbuild you and to give you the impetus to move on.
Awesome. You will not be able to resist. Yeah.